Welcome, this is Darius Barzande, and you're tuning in to the New Wealth Revolution, and I am so absolutely excited today because we have, I think, a very special guest, a very special day, and part of what we're doing all this week, part of what we're doing with this message is to really empower you not only to get past what limiting beliefs you have or to really get past anything that's been holding you back, but to really see a bigger place for you in the world, to really see a life and a way that you can share your message with people all over the planet, people maybe in your community, and you can earn a life and a living from your greatest gifts. And that is where our economy is headed. That's where you will have the greatest power. And we have an amazing guest today, but as you know, I have some housekeeping matters to attend to. And one of the first things that I want to encourage you to do is go to uwealthrevolution.com/now, N-O-W. That is our famous now Facebook sharing blog, and we've had people just literally glued to this, sharing this with people in over 80 countries. So go there and share what you're going to learn on this call with our guest, Kim Castle. And Kim is going to share some processes, so get ready. This is going to be one of those magical calls. Now, every day, what we do at the U Wealth Revolution, because it's so important for me to get you not only to listen, but for you to share what you learn and take that knowledge on as part of your message, of your truth, of your new power, is as you share that with the world, we choose somebody every night that we think really made a difference, that really contributed something unique or summarized the call really well, and that person wins one of my programs, Wealth Through Oneness, that's literally been flying off the shelves here at the U Wealth Revolution headquarters, and I'm blessed and honored to give that to you. So make my job easy and contribute and share. And last night's winner was Nathan Shankarampa. Nathan Shankarampa, you won, and we will be in touch with you. So what are we doing today, and what is happening? Well, we have a very special guest named Kim Castle, and Kim has such an extensive background. I mean, it's literally like reading just all these different pages about everything she's done. She's that amazing. She really is somebody who's tuned into the pulse of business, the pulse of conscious business, the pulse of what it takes to be an entrepreneur, the pulse of what it takes to really get out there and give your authentic message to the world. And what I've been saying for a long time is if you think that you've got to be perfect, if you think that you've got to put on a facade or be something you're not in order to be successful in this world, I can tell you with what Kim's going to show you tonight, the world is changing. Your authenticity is the new currency. Write that down. Hey, post that on the blog. Authenticity is the new currency. She has over 20 years of brand development alongside Fortune 500 companies such as Disney, General Motors, Wolfgang Puck, and others, as well as guiding thousands of small business owners to grow an idea from a small idea to the Inc. 500 list. She's an expert in conscious business, the area that we're all in, with a holistic approach to personal, social, and financial freedom through business. Along with her partner, W. Vito Montone, Kim created the brand called Brand You, which is a three-step business-building system. And it's often been dubbed the e-myth for the new generation of business. It helps people, like everyone on this call, really become creative and grow outside of this haze of confusion to pure possibility, to pure power, to extreme clarity. So whatever it is that you feel in your heart, and what I want to do, take stock of what's that thing in your life that really turns you on, that really makes you think, you know, if I could just have my dream life, it would be doing this thing. Kim is the person that has the talent and experience and the heart to show you that. She's also an international magazine columnist, a speaker. She was nominated for the prestigious Los Angeles Business Journal's award. She also has many different years of many different areas that she's been involved in as an actress, as a writer, as a TV host, a celebrity. She definitely has some amazing personal power and some knowledge and wisdom to share with you. So I could keep going. Everyone, let's do this. get in a place where you are completely relaxed and you are ready to absorb your power tonight, because I don't want you wealth for me. I don't want you wealth for anybody but you. And tonight is about you claiming your power, getting any obstacles out of your way, and clearing the path for the life that you're here to create. So let's take a deep breath in. And as we breathe out, let everything that may be holding you back, maybe stress of the day, maybe challenges, maybe things that you're thinking right now that are your ego coming up saying, I can't or I won't or I shouldn't, and just be free to accept the message that you're going to get tonight. Because I believe that it is going to transform some part of your life in the next 24 hours. And with that, Kim, welcome to the You Wealth Revolution.
Darius, it's an honor to be at this picnic with all of you.
Oh, yes, we are. We're having a picnic and we're serving up some of the best people. I mean,
woo-hoo!
You know, those practices, those people who in this economy, in this time, are changing the world, are changing the face of how we interact and what we believe is possible. And I'm so glad to have you. And what I want to do, I mean, one thing that we've done, Kim, from the beginning, is we ask this question of everybody, because I think that this question is something we all have to tune into, because the new currency is you wealth. I believe that. It's the wealth within us. So what does the you wealth mean to Kim Castle?
Well, it's a great question, because, you know, it's one of those questions that touches so close to the core, it almost brings tears to my eyes, like an instant tear, you know, that kind of pure, you know, emotion. And I would say for me, Darius, you wealth is, it's that place that kind of closes the gap from what we've been taught for so many, for like thousands of years, that wealth is outside of us. That wealth is in gold. Wealth is in, you know, your awards, your money, where you live. And when you combine you wealth, it brings it home. It puts it right in the very core, in that space between your heart and your solar plexus. And it just kind of, almost depending on where you're at on the equation, it could make you feel weak, or it could go, yeah, that plant a seed for something huge. So for me, you wealth puts me in that seat of responsibility to step up and be everything that I agreed to be on this planet when I chose to come here.
Yeah, and somehow when people step into that, their life changes, right? And
yeah,
the challenge for a lot of people, though, is, you know, stepping into that you wealth can be scary. I mean, it's almost like you're becoming, sometimes people leave their greatest wealth locked away, never accessed, because they're afraid to go, as you call it, you know, full frontal exposure, you know, really being who they're meant to be.
Right. Well, I think the disconnect is they, somewhere along the way, and I think it's been passed through generations, it's not even always spoken, is that there's this sense of you can't be fully expressed or being a full expression of spirit and have that financial, you know, experience, you know, that wealth that we would normally call is, you know, wealth, as in, you know, Robin Lynch, you know, wealth.
Right.
That we see them as separate, but they're not. It's the same. And I don't think you have to leave the wealth, but you do have to come to it from within rather than without. You know, like rather than thinking you're without it and it's out there, and because it never lasts that way, or you're never fulfilled. There's always going to be some gap. But when you come to that sense of wealth from within and that full place of everything you are, then it magnetizes to you. If you allow it to, you know, if you don't, then, you know, close off some secret passage inside you going, okay, I'm going to be a spirit and I'm not going to be wealthy.
Yeah, that's so true. Now, I know, you know, I want to get into some of your past and your life and what you've done. And where was there a moment, Kim? I mean, you've done so much. I mean, from consulting to Fortune 500 companies to being involved in, we were just talking about when you're involved in the stage and doing so many different things. Was there a point when you really weren't living from who you are today? I mean, from your greatest, most powerful power center place. And what was that moment? I have a feeling that there are a lot of people right now that are maybe coming from that same place at some level. And
sure.
I would like to say, if they know that we've all been there, maybe tonight they'll feel some possibility that they can't. I hope they feel a massive possibility they can. But tell me about your one experience or a moment when you felt like you just were not living that true.
Well, Darius, I've never been there. I'm kidding.
I love that. Actually, it's a great answer.
No. Okay, so I'm going to bridge two. So it's a two-part story because
okay.
Those two things came to my mind. Okay, so you shared that I worked with Fortune 500 companies, and I remember when I first got to advertising in Madison Avenue, and I came from just being my own, you know, award-winning graphic designer, but then all of a sudden I'm in New York City, and I felt like Darren in Bewitched. I walked into advertising, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's the most exciting place to be. And then I saw working with these, you know, huge brands with these multi-million dollar budgets that it was a bunch of smoke and mirrors. That they it was just coming up with this mask, this, I call it patina, this slick surface that they think that would cause people to buy, but it wasn't connected to anything, and it really bothered me. I went, wait a second. Now, mind you, my background was an actress and a TV host, so as an actor, we make decisions to move people. You know, we know our job is to make people laugh and make them cry. So when I saw that was so fake on the surface, I went, something doesn't jive here. Okay,
right.
So that was the first thing that happened. Nonetheless, I think there's this habit that we've all been taught. Again, maybe society, maybe it's, you know, just what's been shown us, is that we put on these masks even though we're not aware of it. So when I was a stand-up comedian, I stepped into the world of stand-up because I was going to get on Friends. You know, I just knew I was on, I'm going to get a sitcom. So I put this slick patina. I looked like I walked out off the set of Friends every time I walked out of the house. And I remember this one moment. Now, mind you, I dove into stand-up comedy, and before I knew it, I was on the stages of the Comedy Store and Laugh Factory and all these big clubs in L.A. And yet I'm working out my material, and I went to this little lesbian coffee house. Okay, mind you, lesbian coffee house.
Okay.
To work out, like, my material. Now, mind you, I still looked like I walked off the set of Friends. And I have to say that, you know, when I jumped into stand-up, I got received pretty well because I'm likable and I'm, you know, cute and funny, and I look like I walked off the set of Friends. But I started doing my material to this crowd of lesbians, and it was the first time that I bombed, like painfully bombed. And I got back in my car, and I cried, and I went, what's up? Everybody else buys me. Why don't they buy me?
Sure.
Then it hit me like a stroke of lightning. These people, this faction of people, these lesbian women, have worked hard to own the truth of who they are. They are not going to buy some cute woman who looked off she walked off the set of Friends lying to them.
Oh.
And it slapped me across my face, and I went, lying? And then I realized it was all an act.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, oh, my God, I have got to pry this mask off of my being if it's the last thing I do. And that I would say is, and now it's not an easy thing to do. I mean, it's taken me years. And even with Brand You, I hid behind the mask of, you know, helping people develop my brand without really fully exposing myself. And so it's an ongoing process, and so why I called our talk today Full Frontal Exposure is that's what people want today. Not only want, it's the truth.
Yeah. I mean, I'll go even so far as I'll take it to a point where, in my mind, what comes to mind is, you know, in our evolution as a species and as conscious species as we develop, Our world is demanding people be authentic and be themselves,
mm-hmm.
because I think from a place, there is a special place for what it is that some people think is their greatest failure. There's a special place for you to share, grow, love, live, and make a difference in somebody's life because, not in spite of your failure, because of that failure. Because with it, it may have softened your heart. It may have taught you something. It may just be the fact that maybe there's somebody on this call who is just getting up every day wondering, how can I make it, but they're still getting up. There is wisdom in whatever it is you're going through, and you're surviving. And if
Absolutely.
We're going to make it, we have to be in that place. So I think you're dead on with that, and I think it's immense. But, you know, I know with your work that you've done with clearing the path and so many other things, that it's very hard for people. And even though we talk about it, and me and you probably could get so emotional and talk for hours about this, for some people, there's something blocking them from what
mm-hmm.
they truly are.
Mm-hmm.
And until they reach that, they'll never get to where they really are supposed to be. I mean, what do you feel is
Absolutely.
The biggest challenge here?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, I had that one experience, like realizing that, okay, it's time that I can't lie.
Yeah.
And so it's one thing to have that awareness. They say, well, awareness is the first step. Doesn't mean, they don't say, then it's done.
Absolutely.
You know? You still gotta like, okay, what does that mean, and how do
I? And you're more conscious of you're more conscious of the fact that you don't have it yet, which is one of the
yeah.
biggest challenges of personal development, because then
exactly.
you start to be more conscious of everything, and then you realize you can become more unhappy.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
self-critical.
Absolutely. Like, you keep, like, hit yourself. Why did that come out of my mouth? I know.
Exactly.
So what I found was when I switched over from working with the Fortune 500 brands and getting paid a lot of money to really structure their business as a brand, as a long-lasting brand, I knew that that whole world was broken.
Mm.
And so I, 7 years ago, said, no, I'm going to work with entrepreneurs, the people that I know have the real power, because they have the power to create something out of nothing without any proof.
Absolutely.
And I went, if we could show them how to create brands, then they grow up to be the new businesses of tomorrow. So there I went. I thought, okay, I just share the process, and they'll send me a thank you note.
Mm-hmm.
But what I found is working with people, we kept hitting this wall. You know, kind of, I'll admit, made an assumption that all people needed to know was the process to build a brand.
Yeah.
And we kept hitting these invisible walls. And can I share an exercise to?
Oh yeah. Well,
demonstrate
this? Yes, I'm excited. Can I announce this? Because one of the things
sure.
that everybody knows, and we've gotten so much feedback, we love the UX Revolution because you give us processes. Like, you guys are giving us so much. And I talked to Kim, didn't have to really twist her arm, because she said, I want to do processes. I said, well, you're talking my language, because we
totally
want processes. So, Kim, it's all yours.
Great. So we were hitting – so when we developed Brandio, we wanted to make sure that people would never give us their power. Yet very often they'll look at a brand developer, you know, or even a graphic designer, all the stuff that we've done for years, television shows, to logos, whatever. We've done that all. But people would give us their power, telling us to tell them who they were. So we made sure that we created processes so that it armed them. They went through these steps so it would shift in them. They would tell us who they were. Then we could serve and work alongside each other in power. And we created, there was a science called unified conscious development. So that was what we did to develop the brand. Then we kept hitting these walls, and I thought, well, darn it. We got work to do. We don't have time to get stuck. So I created this 5-step process to remove these barriers. So so if I would invite everybody, and this is all based on unified conscious development. So if I could invite you, and I'm going to give you a disclaimer, if you're driving a car or operating heavy machinery, keep your eyes open and your hands on the wheel. You're a lawyer too, right? So you've got to give that disclaimer.
Got to do the disclaimers, of course.
Okay, so for the rest of you, I invite you to kind of put down your pen, stop typing for a moment, and just close your eyes and open your hands. Just open your palms open
okay.
and close your eyes, and I want you to envision, just kind of really connect to the vision that you have for what you bring to the world, and especially through business. Like, what's your vision of your business? Really kind of connect to it. It's an energy pattern. It's a frequency. Feel it. And it can include what you've done for customers, you're on your best day, what you used to do and you'd love to do again. It could be your awards, your certificates. Now, please make sure that this is your vision and not the hope of what somebody else has created. Like, very often I'll work with people and they go, I want to be the next Oprah. And I go, no. You want to be the next you. Don't give Oprah that power. It's subtle, but it's so powerful. So really see in your mind the vision of your business. And now kind of take yourself out a few years, 5 years, just kind of extend it out. And even if you don't have the words, you can feel that energy pattern. Feel your vision. Now keep your eyes closed. Now I'd like you to transfer what you see in your mind, what you feel in your heart and your vision, and I want you to put it in your hands. Feel that. Feel that. Really, and if you, like the good hands people of all states, feel what that feels like. And if you've got a really big vision, open up your hands. Great. Now, keep your vision in your hands. Open your eyes. And what do you see? Imagine walking up to somebody and holding that out for them to partake of it. Would they see anything? No. And that becomes part of the gap. So that's the place where we develop a brand. We transfer that vision, that energy into an experience that people want to buy. Now, but what stops you is one, not knowing how to make that tangible, but there's something even before that. So now I invite you to grab a pen. Now this is step one of the program that I created called Clearing the Path. So this is step one. And I call this, compost. Because I believe when you're building something, it's like planting an amazing garden. So I call this step one, compost, or recognize. We have to recognize what's in the way. So let me look at what time we're at. Okay, so I invite you right now, grab your pen, grab a piece of paper, and start writing down, when I say go, what is in your way? What's preventing you, the thought patterns, what you're thinking about?
Okay.
Not just, oh, I don't have money. That could be a thought pattern. Write that down. Not, I don't have time. No, that could be it's all thought pattern. Write down everything. Ready? What's getting in your way of taking that vision you put in your hands into market? Ready? Go. I'm going to give you 60 seconds. I got a timer. My trusty iPhone. Go. What is getting in your way? What are the thoughts that are swimming around in your head? Could be, I'm afraid that I'm not enough. Mm-hmm. I'm just making this up. You know, I'm afraid I don't have money. I don't have time. I don't know how. I don't trust people. What are the things that are going on in your mind right now? I call these weeds. You know, very often we hit these invisible barriers, but they're weeds. Keep writing. Just stimulating your brain. Write down what's getting in your way, because it's not out there. It's in here.
Mm-hmm.
As we were talking about, you wealth, it's in you. It's always in you,
mm-hmm.
The good and the bad. Ready? 10 more seconds. What are the things that are getting in your way? The thoughts, because that's where we got to begin. And stop. Thank you. So that's where, I know it seems elemental, Darius, but very often we swim around in those thoughts and they become this, almost like a current that we don't even realize it, that we're caught in. And so, and they're swimming around. I remember, and I'm telling, I do it too. And I have all these thoughts that would swim around in my head, all these things that would keep me from moving forward to the very thing that I want to accomplish. And I literally would start to write them all down, and then they would all get kind of blurry. Like they all kind of ran together. And it wasn't until I just took like a package of post-it notes. And I said, darn it, I've got to unwind this. I call that a fear ball. It's all close together, don't move. And I started taking each one to a separate post-it note. And I sat in a pile of, must have been about a, like 1,500 separate post-it notes.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
With all these different thoughts. And some, I look at it and I go, oh my gosh, how did that get in there?
Right.
You know, I didn't know I cared that was in there. And that is one of the first places we have to begin. And often people go, well, what does that have to do with building a brand? It has everything to building a brand because you are building it.
Yeah.
And if we don't have the weeds out of the way, We could be building this huge brand and then we can get to the fifth floor and there's a crack in the foundation because a weed just came through.
You know, I know so many people that get into the business of saying, well, I want to help people. I have a message. I have a story. I've created, you know, this change in my life. So many people say, I want to make a difference. And they start trying to make a difference not authentically being themselves. And then they just hate what they do. They don't like what they do. Or they find that people are not receiving them. And I really believe that, you know, when you give from your truth, you only have more to give. Like, you know, the more authentic you are, the deeper your well to give and the deeper your connection to the people around you in your company or in your business. So for a lot of you, they're saying, well, I don't know what I want to do. I just need to earn more money, or I just need to figure out a way that I'm going to be a better coach or even a better mom or better at my business or better in my company. Maybe you're an employee and you work somewhere and you say, you know, I need to be better at being an employee. Well, I don't know if this is going to be that helpful for those people, but I can tell you that when you stand in your own power and be authentic, things open up for you that you cannot imagine. And that is the number one thing that, you know, when we deal with integrity, that's what we're talking about as well.
And it's scary. It's scary because we've been conditioned in this world not to be that. And I think it's either we've been slapped or, you know, in the face from being it, and, you know, teachers when we're young saying, don't be that, be this so I can control you. Or we saw our parents behaving a certain way. But you're absolutely right. It's, you know, I always tell people, you know, when people ask me, well, are you branding a business or are you branding people? Well, it's not, there's no difference.
Yeah.
It's the same, and I kind of get on a soapbox when people say, oh, develop your personal brand. Yeah, you know, Tom Peters had been saying that for years, brand called you. You know, like, Tom Peters had been developing that personal brand as an employee in a, you know, organization for years. I believe that, you know, you are branding you. People are buying you.
Yeah.
Now, and then the only distinction is, are you branding you as an entity like a Martha Stewart or a Rachel Ray? And that's a very specific approach, and you got to be ready to understand what kind of business. I always tell people from a media standpoint, if you're going to go into a media play, that's going to be a way to do it. Now, but you got to understand what you have to bring to the table and, you know, the limits to that. There's challenges to that. Or are you branding this business that you're giving birth to? You're giving it your DNA. It's the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And I want to ask, you know, as we talk about this process and clearing the path, I mean, what are some of the steps people can take to really clear the path? Because, you know, my heart is so committed to this idea that if people step into their power, I'm not going to say they won't have money challenges. I won't say they won't have challenges in life, but they will have the resources to overcome and be everything that they deserve to be. I know that. I would die for that cause.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah. So as people move forward and now they're looking at this thing, I've got nothing in my hands, but I've got a dream. I've got things on paper that are literally holding me back. How do people begin to move away? What are some of the things they can do now to move out of that and into what they deserve?
Okay. So it's going to become a little radical. Okay, so
I love radical.
You can actually post on that blog, Kim is nuts. I'm okay with that.
Okay. Well, you may get a ton of people posting Kim is nuts, but people will be curious.
That's fine.
Who is this nutty person here?
I say I can be a nut. I delivered singing telegrams. I'm a nut, all right? But a couple of things. One, admit that you have fear.
Okay. I love it.
Okay,
I love that.
I just want you to, now, let me explain. A lot of times there's people that say, pretend, you know, what is it? Feel their fear and do it anyway. Or
yeah,
pretend
fear,
it's not
false,
there,
or evidence appearing real.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Or cancel.
Right.
I'm going to tell you that's crap. It's crap.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is a thought pattern. It is an held energy that's there. and you put a very powerful thing to in a commander in command of your being, and it's your brain, and it's fueled by your emotion. So you cannot pretend it's not there. So the first thing you have to do is admit you have fear. Now, I'm not saying feed the fear and have it come to the table with you and go to the movies with it and, you know, become a lover. I'm not saying that. I'm saying admit that you have fear. That's the first thing. Two, have a process at your fingertips to shift it. Now, I want you to understand that fear is a natural condition of being an animal on this planet. It tells us what to do when we come face to face with a bear.
Love it. Mm-hmm.
But left on its own devices, and, you know, as we've evolved in this day, that not many times in a day that we come face to face with a bear. Maybe some people come in face to face.
I was going to say, yes.
Maybe not. So one, admit that you have fear. Two, make a commitment to have a fail-proof process at your fingertips to do something about it. Real process to do something really about it, to actually shift that energy that's constricted, that's held in that thought, and actually make it work for you and move you into action. That's two.
Okay, now let me stop for a second, Kim, because I like what you're saying very much. And I love being contrarian. And I'm very contrarian to standard personal development. Because the first thing I say, I think a lot of times, when we say, well, we're just going to think positive and it's not there, it actually makes it work harder. We know that through the mind. We know that if it's there and you don't recognize it, it actually begins to manifest in other ways. I believe that's why people get ill. That's why they get cancer. I believe that.
Hope
I believe
heavy.
Anything
I
not
say.
Anything you repress will express. So I love this.
Yeah, and I would say also hope is heavy.
Right.
I want you to take it. Hope, where you think it has liftoff, it actually is heavy because you keep having to sustain it without any reality. Now, I'm the most positive person in the sky. If you call my cell phone, it says, you know, leave a message or write it in the sky and I'll look up. I'm positive. But hope is heavy if you have to keep maintaining it and pretending.
Yeah, and so what I want people to post on the blog is that this fear is an energy pattern. And if you try to deny it, if you're scared now or if you've been fearful of things, if you try to deny it, if you try to sugarcoat it, if you try to just say, I'm going to think positive, I'm going to try to use whatever I think, that energy pattern is not going away. It's going to manifest somewhere else in your body. So what Kim is saying is have a process to deal with that. And then I'm sure step three is what? Something pretty cool.
Okay, yeah. Now, this is also going to be kind of contrarian, and I don't mean any disrespect to any person out there.
Oh, we're going to slay some sacred cows. Why not?
All right. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to invite you to stop putting your power in gurus.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
And now what I mean that is because, as I shared in the beginning when I was talking about, you know, when we, that there's that gap, that separation, you know, certainly, you know, Confucius probably was a guru. I would say Buddha was a guru. There's many, many people, you know, throughout history that have been gurus. But what I found, and as we're, you know, we're all experiencing this amazing shift on the planet. And I remember I was doing an interview with this filmmaker who had done a lot of work about, you know, the Mayan insight and prophecy and, you know, 2012 and all this. So I wanted to really be, you know, when I was an interviewer, I did my research so I could ask really, you know, provocative or really, you know, solid questions so we could get real answers, not like, what was it like working with Jennifer Aniston? That wasn't my game.
Mm-hmm.
So what I found was, that we, 2,000 years ago, started putting our power outside of ourselves.
Absolutely.
And it was all started with the invention of time. And gurus are along that line. They were amazing for their period of their need in terms of pointing us to human potential.
Mm.
But now it is time to realize that that potential is in you, so it's time to be your own guru.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, part of our message of this, which is why we wanted you on with You Wealth, was about being the person who realizes the power. I mean, we're literally forcing people, saying, post on the blog. Don't just listen and go, wow, they're great. No, you be the teacher. Because, and the other part of this is, Kim, if we start really working around this and go deep, I think me and you could talk for hours. But when you're authentic, when you're completely authentic, then you become real. And what happens in personal development is that a lot of the people that I grew up with, luckily it's changing, were all about, I'm perfect, look at my big house. And I'll be honest with you, I followed James Ray for a while. And, you know, he's not doing too well right now. And I thought, you know, this guy's got it together. Until I saw the guy in private, and I was like, whoa, this energy's way off.
I know. I sat next to him once at a coffee.
Right. Yep. So you see, that the thing of trying to be perfect robs your power. And if there's a guru out there that's trying to say, I am perfect, look at me, and when you go to those seminars, you never feel like you can live up. Ever. You leave feeling worse. Because you know what? You're never going to be perfect. You're going to make a mistake. And Kim, thank you for opening the door on New Wealth Revolution to that truth. And I think a lot of people right now feel a little bit more empowered.
Oh, well, good. Well, you know, it was kind of an interesting, you know, illumination, because, like I said, 7 years ago, I walked away from, you know, the brand consultancy, and I, you know, discovered this whole new world that I had never been, you know, personal development. I did personal development. I had acting classes. That was where I did my
personal development,
right? But so I came into this whole world, and I became a speaker really fast, because it was a great way to bridge my acting and my TV work and my stand up and really move people, and, you know, not just make them laugh, but change their lives. And I saw the game, and I went, and also, you know, I don't tell people, but I tend to be an empath. I can feel people, you know, like I could walk into a room and, you know, feel them. And I started hating speaking and being on these multi-stages, and, you know, where the whole thing is sell, 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 without any kind of order to it, without any really structure to go, okay, this is how you build a business, and based off where you're at, this is what you need. No, buy this. No, buy this. I'm literally on stage selling how, you know, telling people these are the steps to develop a brand. You're going to have to push up your sleeves and do some work, but I'm going to be there with you. Again, somebody who says, put this CD in, you're going to be successful. So I stopped. I stopped being a speaker, and I'm going to be honest, it wasn't an easy business decision, you know,
sure.
Financially. It was just like, well, you're a speaker, you're not speaking. But I couldn't participate in the game the way it was. And thank God for all of us, myself included, that not only is the game changing, we all participate in the change. And in order for you to do it fully, gotta take off the mask, and we gotta remove the energy of fear. Not stop it. Again, can't stop it. We gotta do something.
I want to say another thing too. I mean, since we're slaying cows here, let's play another one.
I'm a vegetarian, guys.
What I love about what you do and what I do as well is, you know, I believe very strongly in the personal development side and the spiritual purpose and all that, and absolutely I do. And I've seen things that will curl everybody's hair. I can't even say on this call, you guys would think I was crazy. I've been so deep into that, you can't even imagine. But I also know that most of the people you hear who are teaching spirituality and abundance are not teaching you the things they're doing in their business to actually build the business that's bringing them money. You hear about someone who's a spiritual guru, and you say, wow, they're amazing. Look at their website, and they're talking about abundance, and I'm going to hear them do. But what's bringing them abundance is that they also understand not just the psychology, but the process of delivering value, the process of partnering and getting like-minded people together and networking with people. And so what you do, Kim, in your business, which I love, is you are giving people the whole thing from start to finish. And that is where we all have to go to really take our message, not just to say, well, you know, think this and everything's going to change. No, that's one step. That's vital. You can't get rid of that. But now you need practical skills because the world of business is shifting around us, wouldn't you say? It's changing, hasn't it?
Oh, my God. Thank God. Thank God. And all of that was happening because it was built from the mask, as we're talking. Like, that's why everything's imploding. And you're right. And the way, the most reliable way to do that, what you're talking about, is to really step into it. Mm-hmm. What we found is, you know, Edward Demings, who was a statistician who, well-known, he was around the World War II. He was actually brought in to actually repair Japan.
Yes.
After, you know, after we trashed them. And he brought in processes. He brought in systems. And processes to restore prosperity and peace. And look how amazing Japan was a leader in industry for many, 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 many years because of process. So we could get to number four, I was going to say, is don't just rely on information, because information stays outside of you. Look to a process, because a process, much like a computer, takes you as the content through specific steps so that you change inside. It's not just this thing on the outside, this information, like you kind of hold up to your head and go, oh, go in, or like an affirmation, which are helpful, but they won't get rid of a fear.
Exactly,
I could tell you more about that, but
I want to ask you about, you know, people that you have worked with that maybe started in a place, you know, what I really feel is like I almost want to reach into the phone and pull people out and say, you are valuable. Here's your value. There are people just like you who started where you are, and they are delivering their message to the world. If you want to call that a brand, or we want to call that whatever it is, I'm calling it your authentic voice of what you're supposed to do here. And if you don't do it, you may repeat this lifetime again and keep doing it until you do it and deal with massive pain. So let's do it now.
Right.
So what are some people that you feel like really connected to this, and where did their life go?
Sure. Okay, I several people popped in my brain, but let's see, the first person, because her smile just popped into my face.
Oh, cool.
This is a wonderful woman, and she came to me, I don't know, I think she came to me from a recording of one of those times that I was speaking at one of those multi events. I think it was Mark Victor Hansen event or something like that. And she listened, and I always say it's all about the tingle.
Oh, I love that.
I also trademarked that. It's all about the tingle.
It's all about
because that's the truth of life,
yeah,
and that's the truth of me. And so she had been, she was in corporate. She had been a high-level consultant in one of those business, like Deloitte or something like that. That she'd spent 18 years, and every day, or 5 days a week, she traveled for 18 years.
Wow.
And came to us because she had this idea for a hobby, like one of those hobby businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked with her, and I said, okay, well, are you okay knowing that this is not a hobby?
Oh.
And she said, what? What? I got a job. And I said, I showed her how, what she's talking about and just how big it could really be if it had all of her. And then all of a sudden she got very, very afraid and she goes, you know what? I think you got something there. And so we continued to work and worked, and then we kept hitting those invisible walls, the weeds. And she was on kind of a roller coaster, you know, and I'm sure everybody can, but she said, you know, like she's on a roller coaster saying one day I can do this, and the next day going, I don't think I can do this. Yes, I can. No, I can't. And that's all fear. So I showed her this process. I walked her through this process, and now she launched her business hugely. If you can check her out, smartwomentravelers.com. Amazing. She used all the knowledge that she gained in her experience of traveling for 18 years, 5 days a week, and put it into this passion of helping women travel better and actually enjoy the experience. And she's now been on Good Morning America. She's getting calls every week to do broad media. She's now making, I don't even know the last dollar figure. I hooked her up with, you know, because it's an advertising model on her business. I connected her with really big advertisers, and she's flying.
She
could never have gotten there if she stayed in that small thinking of, it's a hobby, because that was fear. Oh, and by the way, she quit her job. She quit her job.
Wow.
Probably, I'm going to tell you, we talked in September. Mind you, 18 years in this, you know, reliable business.
Yeah.
She quit her job. I think she flew out. We did a TV taping of her show. I think she flew out in February and said, by the way, I'm Carol. I quit because of you. I said,
oh,
no, you quit because
of
you. God, don't give me that power. It's yours.
Well, you know, I mean, this is kind of, I don't want to be cliche, but you really cleared the path for her. I mean, there is this, you know, I think maybe everybody on the call, take stock of, you know, take a moment, write down, is there anything that, you know, you really would love to do? You know, 5 years ago, I was, you know, I'm a licensed attorney, and I was doing real estate investing and teaching about business structuring, and which I still do, because I believe that the process of building a business is very key, and most people don't have that and lose fortunes. But I thought, you know, I would love to teach and be in this personal development side, because I've been living it for 18 years. I mean, I've been doing it, and I see where I think, you know, there's something missing. And I thought, if I could just do that, and I thought, no, there's no way. And so when you step into that, something happens. And I got to tell you, I've been there. You know, they heard me on John Ashraf's call last night where I said 5 years ago I was watching The Secret. I never thought that I'd be interviewing you, and I certainly didn't think you'd be interviewing me a month ago. And he's like, yeah. And so what, you know, I want everyone to write down, what is that thing that you'd love to do that's holding you back? I even had a lady say, I can't believe if you just saw that movie. That was recent. How in the world did you do that so fast? I'm like, that. I think I did it really slow. I didn't do anything yet, you know?
Yeah,
so what is
when
that
you're writing
thing?
Down. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right, when you're writing that down. Like, we have had people, like, I had this psychic
mm-hmm.
who was a big psychic in the UK. So you think a psychic, oh, they know everything.
Right,
You know, they got it all worked out. They're so clear. She had been struggling for 5 years to write a book. And honestly, to take off the masks for herself. And, you know, she exposed, like, just how screwed up her life was. You know, psychics don't tell you that. They want you to think, like, so I took her through this process. And she, now, mind you, she'd been struggling to write this book for 5 years. And she completed it in 6 weeks. Cover to cover.
Wow.
So when you're writing down the things that you want to do, I've worked, you know, photographer that, you know, was a, you know, like a wedding photographer and wanted to photograph celebrities. That shifted. I even had info, you know, like people in this space, you know, like you were saying that they don't not, sometimes there's people out there, you know, promoting a certain way of being, yet inside themselves, there's still something, you know, we're all human. So it was somebody big in the space, and took her through the process, and now she's making her empire come true. Really, not just pretending or, you know, putting that, you know, that patina like I saw in advertising on.
I think that's the new shift of the economy, is that people that are not in that place, they're not going to be in business very long. And I could say in personal development, some of the things that happened, I think that's happening. I mean, we have people on these calls. We have people that have very big names, and people go, eh. You know, I know where they're not really coming from, where, you know, and then people that I never heard of them, but they really were authentic. And they go, that's what makes my heart sing. That makes me connect. I feel like, see, my message is this, a good teacher will make you feel better about yourself. A guru will make you feel like you'll never live up. So if I
have
like,
you
know,
to feel better.
Exactly, you know, and so I want to do this. I know that we have people that are saying, you know, I like this, I love this, I want to do something where I can be authentic and I can continue to grow and I can share my message and I can be better at whatever I do. And I know you have something called Clearing the Path, and I love that title because I think in all of us there is a path to, like, our highest self, our highest aspiration, the highest thing we could possibly imagine in our mind, even beyond that, is part of our destiny. We have to clear the way.
Yeah.
And I know you've come up with a 5-step thing that really helps people transform these hidden blocks and into action. And I'd love if you could tell us more about it. And then I'm going to let people know, if they want to follow along, it's at uwealthrevolution.com/Kim, K-I-M, uwealthrevolution.com/Kim. And tell us about this Clearing the Path and how maybe we can learn to do this.
Sure. I'd be honored. And you're right, it is a pass. I mean, we all take a pass. And, you know, unfortunately, very often, you know, I live here at the beach in Venice, California, and often I take a walk in the morning, and I always see these paths in the sand. And it's like a snail's path, right? And it's so amazing to me, you know, to be almost like, not God, but, you know, like looking down at like a path in front on at your feet. And it's like all wig-winded, you know, like all like, it's like it took a long time for them to get unwinded, you know, kind of thing. And that's really what clearing the path clears, so that you're, you know, you're moving in one line and it's your path and you clear out all the weeds that are growing unattended in the garden of your mind. And as an entrepreneur, that is your gold. Your mind and your heart and the combination between them is your gold. That is what gives you the power to create nothing, something out of nothing. And so with clearing the path, I actually guide you through these five steps. So what I did is I created this workbook. Now, mind you, it is not something you do once. Because new thoughts are forming every single day. You've lived your entire life of accumulating these weeds. So you do them as they come up. You get stuck, you do this process. So what I did is I created this workbook, and the first part of the workbook talks about my story, you know, how I dealt with fear, you know, or didn't until I did, kind of thing. I was one of those, I had lived in the land of denial. I pretended everything was good, so it made it even harder to even recognize that, you know, everything wasn't. So I created this workbook. So the first part is I talk about the science and the process and what and the steps, and I give examples of it. And then the most of the book is actually the process. So when I create programs, I don't just write a book and here's some ideas. Again, it's process. So I want you to change. If you don't walk away changed, then I have not fulfilled my role on the planet. And that was some of my challenge doing stand-up. I just made people laugh. So the process workbook. Then I created this visualization CD and incredible music behind it. And I actually prepare you for each step. Because it's, again, those weeds have been growing unattended in your mind. So I walk you, so there's a CD, there's a track for each step. So I guide you, even in the workbook, stop, go listen to this track. So you start to release the held pattern on that step, and then you go and do the step. So that's the visualization CD. And then what I included, and that's called clearing the path. And what I found is people needed more. So it's one thing that, like, again, it's one thing to have the roadmap and gas in your car. It's a whole different thing to have somebody in the seat with you guiding you to drive. Right? If you've never done it before.
Absolutely.
So I actually created a three-part class, and I walked people through each step in greater detail. And I actually worked with people live on the call. So that's, you know, it's funny. That's not funny. It's just my passion, and I just happen to have an aptitude because I can see past the things. As I said, I'm an empath. I tend to pick up. I can see past what's real, what's there. So I guide people through the steps, actually working and removing fears that they've had for a lifetime. So all of that I put together, and it's called Clearing the Path Complete. So I added that, the three additional CDs. And it virtually removes any unseen obstacle. Again, doesn't pretend it's not there. We shift the energy, the trapped energy, into action.
And it'll
show you what's actually getting in your way.
Which I think is the only permanent way to do it. I mean, I have a similar type of approach, is that energy is there. Now we shift and transition it, so now it's propelling you versus holding you back.
Exactly.
Yeah. And now you say you've worked with hundreds of people over the last 6-7 years, and you say that you can walk anybody through the process and they will experience a release of their fears. Is that correct?
Immediately. Absolutely. And it's so weird. I know it's kind of bold to say.
No, it is. And that's why. But I love the confidence, because you've done it so many times that I was like, this, we have to mention this, because this
is
so cool.
It's the process. It's the process. I've done it on radio. I've done it on live radio. I was on this one radio station. I think it was an Iranian radio station on the anniversary of 9/11. And I'm sitting in the studio live, And the host was, you know, we'd be talking in English, and then we'd pause, and he'd have to translate into Farsi.
Sure.
And I literally was able to walk people through the process. Now, mind you, you know, there's emotional fear, energy trapped between the United States and, you know, that part of the world.
Exactly.
On the anniversary, nonetheless, of 9/11. And people were blown away on the call.
Mm.
But again, I'm gonna be honest, I'm quite good at it because I come from a heart space and I can see things. But the reason I'm able to be so confident is because it's a process and there's a science behind the process. So it's not just, you know, me being amazing. It's a combination.
Right. It's a combination. Well, it's your empathic. And so people
totally.
Can use this over and over again. Because, you know, what I find, and I did a talk on this, is that as I move higher and higher up in my life and I grow, the fear's still there. You know, fears still come up. People think that, well, you know, when you get to a certain point, it's just going to be effortless. There's going to be no fear. You know, as you grow, guys, there's going to be more and more challenges. The numbers get bigger. The challenges when you fail
get
larger. The fears and the people's lives who could be affected by your mistakes get larger. You know, when I was thinking, oh, yeah, I'm going to put up a website one day and maybe 2-3 people are going to go to it, that is a lot different than now when we've got 80 countries going to this and everything else, you know, and the same thing when I'm teaching business ideas. But you need a process, like Kim said, to get past that. So your life continues to go upward and upward. And you can read more about what Kim's done and just the amazing people that have gone through this with you. I mean, I'm looking at some of their stuff and it's unbelievable the changes they've had in their life through this.
Do you see on that site, do you see me with Al Gore? Talk about being, you know, like coming face to face and going, ah.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I see
I'm
that.
I'm hanging out with Al Gore. You can see that right there at uwealthrevolution.com/Kim, and you can see how that came about. And
very cool.
You know, I don't sell myself as a personal development person. And, you know, my history, my experience for the last 20 years is building brands. But this is something that I share out of a real love of entrepreneurs. Because get emotional. I don't want anything getting in your way.
Yeah.
Because the world needs you now to be the demonstration of being, as you know, as you say, authentic. I would say just you without the mask.
Yeah.
And doing business successfully. And so I offer clearing the path to you so that you can get out of your way and friggin' go do it.
Yeah. T.R. Becker opened up the series, said, own your freaking power. And
so many of us last night.
Yeah, own your freaking power, people, you know, and it's just that idea of own it for you and your family and the people around you and your community. And Kim, can I twist your arm? And we have some questions coming in, and if everybody has a question for Kim, she is a very valuable person to ask questions of, so this is a rare treat. So you can go right there on the Facebook sharing app, right above that you'll see the question and answer box. So take a look at what she has. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Kim. And I would ask you about this princess outfit you have on, a fairy outfit.
That's
Glenda
no
the
princess.
Good Witch. Oh, I'm sorry.
Glenda the Good Witch.
Okay, well, yeah, it's some interesting things here to check out. Very, very cool stuff. But I do believe that that when we clear the path, clear the path not only in our external world, but first in our internal world, and that's where your value comes in. When you're really being authentic, that's when you have a million, 100 million to give, or 10 million, or 10,000, or whatever it is. That's when you have your greatest value. When I see somebody that's not creating a life where they have abundance, I go and I say, what is blocking your true self from coming forward? Because you're never going to earn much. You're never going to earn much in relationships, in communications, and everything, unless you clear the path. And once you do, it's a lot easier. So I just say, so powerful. Okay, let me do this. We're right at the hour. I'm going to keep people a little longer. If anybody needs to go, you're going to miss these questions. So I would say stay and listen. And if you're interested, follow along at uwealthrevolution.com kim.com/Kim. And let's do this. Okay, we've got Susie from Rhinebeck. I think that's Rhinebeck, New York.
Hi, Susie.
Beautiful area. Okay, Susie. So she says, I know my passion is animal rights and welfare. Having a sanctuary rescue is what she wants to do. I know there isn't money to be made in that world. I give up on making real money. Maybe that isn't my destiny, or find a way of creating money so that I do what I was put here to do. Okay. Did you get all that?
It's so funny you said that. I got it. All right.
Okay.
I tapped into it. The moment you were saying, the first thing after you said, I wanted to do an annual animal rights, you know, sanctuary.
Yeah.
And the first thing that I felt in my being is she's got to get over her fear that there's no money there. And the next thing you said is, I know
there's no money there.
I felt it. Okay. So, and I also want to point out a gap of power that also in that question. She said, do I give this up or do I do something else to make money so that I can do this other thing? And already you're building in separation.
Gap of power. Love that.
Okay, so what you start to become is you start to become a bit schizophrenic. Both those things then start to be hungry children that are both pulling at your heart saying, no, feed me, no, feed me. So I invite you, Susie, to know,
okay,
just to, again, acknowledge first that I'm afraid to do this. Because I promise you, you can make money doing that. It may not be in the direct path. You may have to do some other pieces that are connected to it in terms of, you know, informing people or different. You may have to sell products that people want to buy, you know, like, you know, Johnny Cupcakes, who sells T-shirts that are branded a certain way. You know, there's ways to do it. So don't just limit yourself going, well, I love this, but there's no money. I would have wagered to say, Susie, somebody's in your head telling you that. And I don't think
right.
it's you. Mm-hmm. I think it's your mom. I could be wrong. You just look inside. But something's in your head that was put in there that told you that. So I invite you not to, no, you don't have to give that up. In fact, I invite you to do it full bore.
Mm.
We just gotta get the fear out of the way. We gotta pull some weeds and put something else in its place.
I get so excited thinking of business ideas. You know, it's when I think about this, I mean, remember the guy from, I can't remember the guy that did the show. Unfortunately, he's not around, but he was the guy that, the Australian guy with the blonde hair that ended up having his own show. Steve, what was his name?
Steve, oh, yeah. I was just reading who got killed by the stingray.
Yeah, terrible story, but I
mean,
and
he wasn't a water person. He needed to stick to the ground.
Yeah, but,
Steve,
you know, that's what
Irwin.
Steve,
yep.
That's what he was doing. I mean, it was like, I want
yep.
to take care of these animals, but I know
yep.
a friend that actually started taking care of these little, they call them sugar gliders, these little squirrels that fly around. They have, like, and he said, well, you know, I go to the pet store to find out about this. Nobody even knows anything about these things. So he started putting together what he learned by running his little sanctuary on these things, or the care and feeding of these animals, and then started selling that. And people started buying it, and he sells so much of that, and now started this niche of educating people on exotic animals. So, I mean, there's no limit. The limit is in your mind.
Absolutely, and in the fear.
And in the fear.
Another thing that popped in my head, I have a client, she may be even listening, and she is, hey, Sylvie, we've been working with her for about a year, I would say, never had been in her own business before, she's in Quebec, and had this idea to create a dog products for responsible dog lovers.
Oh, my gosh.
Really to help bring people's awareness to the problem of poop, but do it fashionably.
Oh, okay.
And this pure passion of really high, you know, bringing the heart of that relationship to, you know, that human to dog relationship to the world. You could partner up with somebody like that.
That's right.
I mean, you don't even have to make the products. You just got to get the fear out of the way and get a strategic, we call it a living plan to go, okay, let me step back and go, what am I building? What's the goal? What's the vision? And create a brand and do it.
And
so,
be passionate, because
yeah.
that, you know,
and
the one thing that moves is passion. Get rid of the fear.
Definitely.
And I got to say this is hilarious. Okay, check this out. She just wrote back, and I hear this incoming message. Yup, mom. There was mom.
I felt it.
So you were right on.
I
and
felt
she said,
it.
So she said she had to laugh out loud when you said schizophrenic. So, Right on there. Good job, Kim. Okay, well, let's people send them in. I want to do this for at least maybe another 10 minutes.
About that. I don't tell people about that skill because they might think I'm nuts, but you know what?
Well, you know, there's definitely some things that you've tuned into that I know make you very effective. And let's do this. Let's see. Okay. I have written my first book, and I love creating. This is from Iana in Colorado. Yet how does one make a business out of this? I need an agent, an editor, yet I'm planning books 2 and 3. So basically, she's not sure how does she create a business around her books, which we probably both have much to say about that.
Sure.
But I'll...
sure. All right, well, and I'm sure both are equally valid. You just, you know, we each have our perspectives, and they're all valid if people try it on. So when she said she wrote a book and she needs an agent and she needs that, and all that is absolutely true depending on the path that you're going to take to get it into mass market. And I get that a lot. I mean, I remember working with a guy who actually came and took our brand intensive we did it in Atlanta a couple of years ago. We connected even a year before that when my dog had just passed and his dog had just passed, and we would cry on the phone. I don't know how he came to me, but we were talking and he says, I want to write the story, but I'm an attorney and, you know, I go after, you know, banks or on behalf of the banks going after, you know, defunct creditors, and I'm a hockey player and I can't come out and tell people I wrote a book about like my relationship with my dog, you know, kind of thing.
Sure,
I'm a big early
sure.
guy. And I find this a lot when people have a creative product, you know, creative IP. I see this a lot in Hollywood, is they think that they have to go to somebody else to validate them by, you know, giving them a contract, giving them royalties or whatever. The cool thing about today and the tools that we have at our disposal in terms of access to market, creation, marketing, dispersing, you know, really getting them out, even making books or movies or any of that kind of stuff, is that you can do it yourself. And so I invite you to look at the place inside of you, and again, there's probably a fear there, that you think that somebody else is going to make it happen for you. Now, I can share with you my own story. I was an actress for many years, and I came out to Hollywood, and, you know, I'd work in, you know, advertising and, you know, change the mask in the car and go be an actress and get back in the car and go do advertising. And I thought I needed an agent to get on a show. And it wasn't until I started being a stand-up and put myself out there and not waited for an agent that I started getting seen for Friends and all those kinds of shows. So... And that was, you know, 10 years ago, 12 years ago when we didn't have the same access. So what I would invite you to think is to realize that you don't need anybody to give you permission to create a brand and a franchise. So from a brand for a book would be a franchise. You don't need anybody in order to do that. Now, there's going to be a time when you want to get bigger and bigger and bigger, that you're going to add people to your team. But I would wager to say that if you build the belief from within and realize that you can do this yourself, you are going to attract all those people. The very people that you need, and you're going to be able to lead them from a place of power.
Once you clear the path, the people can
Once
come
you get
and
rid
see
of the fear.
You. Yeah, and see what you're shining, what's shining in you, and they begin coming
so
and they're drawn to
that.
You.
They're waiting for that.
They are waiting for it. And it's just as simple as, you know, when you're clear on what you want, you're passionate, and you go somewhere and you begin to communicate with people, both face to face, but also we're talking about on different levels of awareness, ethereal levels and higher conscious levels, and just energetically, you know, you put out something and people come into your path, you're sending a signal, hey, this is what I'm about. Come, let's do something. I want to get another one, Kim. You're such a wealth of information. I'm just like, okay, let's do these quick, sort of, let's try to get through some of these, like, quick shot. Okay.
Sure.
I'm 65. I get Social Security and some retirement. At my age, I don't want to start a business. I just want to enjoy my free time. So what do you say to people like me that need more income, but of an age not to get hired? That's interesting. So this is an interesting question. Maybe one of the top.
Oh, don't you feel the fear through and through? Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. So it's the same thing as Carol said, you know, I just have a hobby business. I don't want to leave the security of my job. Mm-hmm. Now, so there's a fear there that's saying that 65 means something. That limits you.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
It's not. It doesn't limit you. You have a wealth of knowledge that you have gained. And something you said earlier, Darius, that you touched upon something that I always tell people, is that you were put on this planet to solve a problem.
Yes.
And you have spent your entire life solving that problem. And you at 65 have spent 65 years solving that problem. That is valuable.
I love it. Yes.
Valuable. And the cool thing is you get to some point where you're solving it, you're passionate about solving it, and you have built-in continuing education credits because you're going to make sure that problem is solved and you're passionate about solving that for other people. And then you get to this amazing moment, and I invite you that moment is now, yeah. Is that you look around you, mm-hmm. even at 65, and realize that there's a million me's waiting for me to solve the problem for them.
Ooh.
No matter what shape you put in the mid, you don't have to, it doesn't mean that you have to work 80 hours a week, like those of us, you know, crazy entrepreneurs. You get to choose how much you work. But don't start out the gate with that limit of saying, oh, I'm only going to work this much or this much. More importantly, I would wager to say that if you throw open that gate, and again, with the help of a process to get rid of the fear, if you throw open that gate and throw yourself into creating this business, this thing, that this way of solving a problem, but build a solid structure around it so that you can, you know, be fully expressed and then receive financial support, as you said, you need. If you throw yourself fully in it, I wager to say that you are going to feel more alive than you feel just getting Social Security.
Mm.
And I can promise you that because I grew up on welfare. I grew up on food stamps. My mother has been on Social Security and disability my whole life.
Mm.
And I saw how it sucked life out of her because she did not step into that full expression.
Jeez. Wow.
And that's really why I do what I do, because I don't want to see anybody get stuck there. And ultimately, I had to let her be homeless.
Amazing. I'm just kind of in a trance, so I got
to
get back to
sorry, I didn't
what
mean
we're
to
doing. Well, okay, we've definitely gone over. So what I want to read a few more things. If you want to tune in, guys, to what Kim's doing, her amazing energy, go to youwealthrevolution.com/Kim. And clear the path. I mean, my goodness, Kim, you're just spending time with you. It seemed like you cleared my path a little bit. I love the way you come across. I love the way you communicate. And I love the way you almost cut right to the heart of it. And it's almost like I got no wiggle room. I got to clear the path, you know. We got this from Monica in Germany. And this is beautiful. She said, recently I read the following. There was a mistake in the translation of one of the Dead Sea Scrolls. What was translated with perfect originally meant authentic.
Mm.
So,
that's beautiful. Reminded me of a joke that I used to do when I was doing stand-up. Mm-hmm. I wrote this joke after reading Conversations with God. And I said, yeah, I sat in the kitchen with God and asked a question, and you know what he told me? He said the Ten Commandments should have been written on paper towel because they were suggestions.
Mm. Yeah, so many times we hold ourselves back thinking we have to be perfect. And this, again, is a trap of personal development. If anybody says, look, I'm perfect, it will keep you subconsciously, I believe, this is my belief, it's not proven, but somewhat limited from your true power. You'll never live up to be perfect. You know, I went through a divorce 2 years ago. I've got challenges at different times. I keep going every day. The only thing I can do well is be authentic and take whatever energy is out there where people are discouraged, and I can live from a place of my truth, and I can give, and I can see the best in people and recycle energy. I'm just here recycling energy, taking bad and clarifying it, making it good, and showing another reality that we can all live in. And being that reality by creating wealth. by doing this. You know, people ask, well, why did the UWF revolution, how did you get that going? It was nothing. It was an authentic idea to create something, and that's how it took off. And even right now, people say, well, a lot of these events, nobody wants to be in them. They're not doing well because they're not authentic. It's somebody reading a script just trying to – and this was totally authentic, totally crazy idea. Well, Kim, I know I've kind of kept you long, and I know we both got into our own thing here, but this was fun. I want to close with a message. Like, if you could deliver a quick message to people right now who are discouraged, who maybe feel like there's no chance for them, and if you were there and your hand was outstretched to them, and you could deliver some words that could touch their hearts and change their lives, what would you say? And I know you've said a lot, but if there's anything else.
Yeah, I mean, I guess what I would say is, you know, I do what I do. You know, like we without realizing it, we do what we do, as I said, because we're here to solve a problem. Because we experienced something that we didn't think was right, or we saw our loved ones doing something and we wanted to save them so desperately. And so what I would say to you is, it's kind of like what I've done my whole life, what I did as an actress, what I did as a stand-up comedian, what I do with branding, and what I do with people, guiding them through clearing the path, is, in a sense, I'm just still trying to, you know, save my mom. Mm. And so I would tell you what I tell her, is you're amazing. That, again, you were put on this planet to do something amazing, and amazing can be something big in the world or something big in your community or your zip code or in your family.
Yep.
And I believe there is no greater freedom than being in your own real power, not hyped up and not at the mercy of a system, be it Social Security or welfare or even a job, is that there's no greater place of you wealth, whole wealth, freedom, and the expression of being God on this planet than expressing yourself fully through a business. And the shape of business has changed. It's not your father's business anymore. And it would be my absolute joy, my absolute honor, if I could support you in any way.
Beautiful.
And the first way, please, let's get rid of the fear. Let's put it into action so that then we can play in a much bigger way and change the world through our businesses.
Wow. That was amazing. Imagine the possibilities without the fear, what your life could be. Well, to learn more about that, go to uwealthrevolution.com/Kim. And Kim, you know, just thank you. Thank you for being yourself. And in that, I know lives were touched. I know something turned on in a lot of people. And we're getting just huge posts on the blog. It's unbelievable. So,
oh, really? Cool.
Kim. Oh, yeah. It's pretty wild. People love it.
And it, when you go to uwealthrevolution.com/Kim, you'll see people think I'm nuts to offer it for what I offer, but again, I develop brands. This is a gift that I share to you. So you'll see a drastic, you'll be surprised when you get there what I offer it at.
Wow. Beautiful. Well, thank you so much. I am going to tell you, you're welcome back anytime, and anything you need, I look forward to helping, serving you, and working with you in any way I can.
It'd be my joy. Thank you so much, and thank you all for your heart and your time and your attention, and that's something I don't take lightly. I take it in my heart with me. Thank you.
Thank you. Kim, I'm going to stay on for a second. I have a few housekeeping things to do, so we'll let Kim go and enjoy her evening or afternoon, and I want to let everybody know, again, it's at uwealthrevolution.com/Kim. But now is the time for you to post on the blog what you learned. We need to pick a winner, and I've got somebody here, actually, who posted a pretty amazing blog post. I want to hear what your summaries are, what your feelings were. Go to uwealthrevolution.com/now and share that. And I want to let everybody know that tomorrow we have another amazing guest named Rich Gurman. And Rich is going to talk about this whole path, right, where we had this essential moment where Kim talked about removing the fears that stop you from going down your path. Rich is going to show you how your passion, once you get rid of the fear, is going to fuel your dreams, how you can find that and you use that to propel you forward. And he is somebody who's worked with people all over the world. He's a very popular business coach, but also a life coach, because, you know, what Kim's saying, what I believe, is that business is no longer separate from your life. Your life, your mission, your purpose, your passion, the thing that really inspires you, the only way that people are doing very well in this economy right now is that they're in the business of giving their life passion. They're giving that thing that fuels them, that, as Chris Howard says, juices them and excites them and inspires them. This is the You Wealth journey, and Rich is going to show us how to do that. He's worked with over 15,000 individuals in coaching sessions and numerous trainings and seminars all over the world. And what he's going to show you is processes to dramatically increase your creativity, clarity of purpose, happiness, and, of course, your results. So go take a look at YouWealthRevolution.com. Tell your friends about it. Tell your family about it. Let people know what we're doing and how important it really is so that you can be a part of this event. Now, what I also want to let you know of is, if you're interested in owning the CDs and the recordings of this, I mean, every day I think, okay, what processes can I get out of these folks? What processes can we pull out that would have made a difference in my life when I was feeling stuck, or even difference in my life now? And that's what we do, and that's why the recordings are so, so valuable. You can also email me at uwealthrevolution@gmail.com if you have any questions, concerns, or challenges. And I just want to say thank you again for being here. I want to say thank you for all that you've done. I know we're going longer and longer on these calls because I feel sometimes that if I just give a little extra, someone's going to get a message that could change their life. And I got a call, email one time from somebody who said, you know, just before I got your first email, this was my last series, I was considering suicide. And I think, my gosh, you know, what was it in that email that maybe made that person open that changed their destiny? Maybe it all worked out in divine providence. I don't know, but I know you're here for a reason, and I know you're special. And I know that even if you say, you know what, I don't want anything the speakers are offering, but what I'm hearing them say during the call is changing me. That is exactly what you needed at that moment. And so I'm here to work hard to give it to you. Much love, much enthusiasm and hope for everything that you want. I believe in you. I know I've been where you are. I've been in places where, you know, I've looked at the bank account and said, oh my gosh, there's nothing here. Or I've been in places where I've said, oh my gosh, there's a lot here, but I have no life. I'm working like a dog. This is terrible. I've been in a place where my health was declining. I had 21 years old. I had a thyroid tumor. Thought it was cancerous. You know, I really think almost died in a motorcycle accident, twisted my arm, you know, lay there wondering if I could ever walk again. You know, it's not the fact that you had no challenges that makes you great. And everyone write this down, please, and then we'll go for tonight. It's the fact that you're still here and you're surviving those challenges. And the next step for you is to share that. Bring that message. Bring that to the world, and that's what we're doing at the You Wealth Revolution. That's why you're here, and that's why this is a very different event than anything else I've seen, because it's about unlocking the power in you that you have. It's your birthright, and I don't want to be your guru. I don't want to be the one that you look up to. I want to let you know whatever I do, the reason it's significant to you is because you have that power in you, or you wouldn't recognize it. Much love. We're going to see you tomorrow on the call with Richard Gurman. It's going to be incredible. And go take a look at what Kim's doing. She's got kind of a crazy witch outfit on. You may want to check that out. YouWealthRevolution.com/Kim. Thanks so much, everyone. Much love. We'll see you on the next call.